100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, gang, how you feeling?
Woo!
Hump day, let's go.
Yes. Stephen, you were saying before off air, a little bit sick yesterday.
Oh, I was a little bit, yeah, I was certainly unwell after training for the Mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Oh, yes.
Up the Mighty Cardiff Hawks.
So we were doing, we've got a new, like, strength and conditioning coach this year.
Right.
A guy named Lockie.
Yeah.
So he's running us pretty hard, I guess. And these are probably our last few real, like, cardio sessions before we start getting into match gym and stuff like that. Because the season's not too far away.
Okay.
So you got to be ready soon, isn't
but,
it?
But, yeah, yesterday was a particularly brutal session. Oof. And I, like many other Hawks, found ourselves chundering yesterday after.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I had to stop the car twice on the way home.
Did you
pull
really?
Over, yeah. Oh, so cruel. I've been sick like that due to, like, cardio-induced illness in a long, long time.
Too many lemonades at the pub, it's just getting down.
No, certainly
was
not
it?
That.
Was
certainly
it?
No. Not that.
It's the build-up from previous days, I bet.
I guess, yeah, I guess I've been to Exchange, like, 3 times in the last week, so
well,
maybe that is
that might
part
contribute.
Of the problem.
Yeah, that might contribute to it. Well, I'm glad you're looking healthy today, so maybe better for it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I didn't feel better for it.
But you know what? It's all part of the process of building up the great team that is the Mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Yeah. Premiers 2024.
No.
Heard it here first.
You can write it down nice and early. Your day all good yesterday, Ari?
Yeah, no, it was fine. No chundering to be had, though. I did go for a run. It was probably a little bit more successful than yours, you poor thing. No, everything was fine. It was a nice, cool afternoon. Ended up having a nap.
Oh, yes. Nap roulette? Or did you have an alarm?
A bit of a nap roulette type situation.
Dangerous.
So dangerous.
Watched the drama that was maths on with Mum last night, too. So it was a good day. Very
good
relaxing.
Day all around. Fantastic.
Mm. How was your day, Cremo?
Yeah, good one yesterday.
No one cares. Let's get to the side.
Excellent. Let's do it. Here we go.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So last night, driving along Maitland Road in Mayfield, and there was 3 teenagers on a... You know those electric bikes that look like motorbikes?
Oh, don't get started, yes.
Going down Maitland Road. None of them helmets, back one, just no shoes as well, and filming on their phone. I was like,
all kinds of dramas.
Welcome to Australia.
We don't have culture.
Are they preparing themselves for a GoFundMe in Bali? Like, what are they doing?
They could be.
I mean, sure, ride your electric bike, push bike on the road, that's fine.
Well, some people are getting done for fines and stuff,
well,
and having them registered and licensed and stuff.
Of,
you've got to do all that now.
Yeah, there's different, like, levels of it based on how powerful
the
they
bike
are.
Is, yeah, of course.
But I just know all of that, what was going on there, was so unsafe. I was like, ooh.
We'll probably see them, like, being caught on the RBT show, like, this week.
Like that.
So young to be on the piss, I think.
Yeah.
They're just silly.
I know.
Just young teenagers who are just,
But you don't know what's going to be on that show. It
That's
surprises
true.
You.
It's true. But have 3 of them on one bike and no shoes. Oh.
Well, Newcastle was on RBT that one episode, wasn't it?
Oh, it's been on a few, don't you worry about that.
Yeah.
Famous worldwide in Newcastle is all I'll say.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, well, we've got to improve the mood after Debbie Downer Crevo talking about cost of living. Jackie, there's a festival starting Friday for the kiddies in Newcastle.
Yes, there is. So celebrating the end of the summer season this Friday, Lake Macquarie at Spears Point Park, have a festival for kids and families.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe summer's almost finished.
Oh.
What?
Thank God.
No.
Piss it down. We haven't even had a summer. We had, like, what, one day over 40 or something. That's it. That's all we got.
Oh, not enough swimming days. And too much rain for a summer. Oh, well, at least there's a celebration.
Yes, and hopefully it's not going to be too wet because there's going to be outside activities. They're going to do some arts and discos for the kids and some performances as well.
I've got the forecast up. looks rainy.
No. Oh, of course.
You know what? Nah, this serves him right. I'll blow it up. Jackie, you're young as well. We're a pretty young team here. I had... No. What I mean is, I had tickets, right, for GTM. I don't know if you guys did as well.
Yeah, I did.
Got it. Got cancelled.
Oh, so devastated.
Because we're like the target demographic, you know. Why do these little kids get a festival? We don't.
I reckon Seems unfair.
I reckon you're a child at heart, so you go.
If we don't get GTM, they don't get this Press Play Festival. Not allowed.
I don't think that's how it works, unfortunately for you.
Well, I'm still upset regardless.
And some good news for Newcastle University, getting some extra funding.
Yeah, so they've received about $10.6 million in funding from the Medical Research Future Fund. So we've got some medical researchers there. One in particular I find quite interesting is looking at asthma during pregnancy, and that is Associate Professor Vanessa Murphy.
Okay, so there we go. It's potentially some, I guess, good work happening there at the university.
Yeah, we'll pop the money in. Get it, whatever they need.
Every extra dollar they can get, they deserve.
They most certainly do. And the speed of which they deliver these results, I think, is, you know, a credit to the institution and the researchers there.
So true. Working hard and, you know, let's get them more money if we can.
UFM. The Novos.
We move for this next story to Adelaide, right? Not
Adelaide.
South Australia.
Yeah, that's it. Now, obviously, like, the housing crisis is bad in Newcastle. You know, it's hard to get a rental and things like that. Mm. In Adelaide, it seems like it's on another level.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So much
so. Which is surprising, because why would anyone want to live in Adelaide?
Well, that's a great question.
Controversial opinion.
But people that live there are already there.
Yeah, that is true.
And they often don't want to move. It's so bad, though, apparently, that they're starting to, I guess, get a lot of short-term rentals on Airbnb. And, you know, I guess greedy landlords are taking advantage.
Yeah,
of
course.
In this type of situation.
Okay.
It's gotten so bad that this one person has been hosting for 2 years, so they're well-established on Airbnb, have now started renting a large, and this is a quote, large tent near the beach.
So right. Tenner a night or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, uh-huh. It doesn't look like some flash glamping situation either. It's just like your cheap Kmart tent, mm-hmm. maybe like a four-man or something like that, but it's only suited for one guest.
Oh, right, okay.
That's all they allow. You will need to pay $295.41 for the night.
What? For a tent?
For a tent.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I mean, it's like trading your three-bedroom house for a tent.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
$295,
did you say?
So, that's the thing. They're trying to, I guess, take advantage of how bad the situation is.
So, let me get this straight. You're paying nearly $300 a night for a one-person tent with no toilet, running water. It's just
so they're saying you've got, like, the use of, like, an outside bathroom.
Right.
So, maybe the laundry or something.
How nice of them.
No, so
legit.
Yeah, just to clarify, sorry, I didn't quite get that right. The $295.
Yeah.
Was for four nights.
Okay, yeah.
But still,
that's a lot of money for a tent.
For a tent, and it's not even flash. I'll show you a picture of it.
I feel like sometimes when you go to like, you're right. It's like Kmart tent. When you go to like an Airbnb or something like that, sometimes you pay overs when you get nice amenities.
Sure,
you know, free Wi-Fi included, breakfast in the morning,
or a spa, something like that.
You're not getting any of those finer things in that tent, are you?
And that's for one person.
I wonder if it's sleeping bags included, or are you going to bring that with you?
A pillow?
I don't know, but that is the housing crisis out of control on another level.
That's
isn't it?
Nuts.
Because if they've been doing this for 2 years and you can see that they are booked out for different parts of the year.
Wow.
So that means that people, they need the accommodation.
Yeah, but also expectations are quite low, isn't it? If you're booking a tent on Airbnb, you've got like just a low taste, I'm going to say that.
Unfortunately,
right,
people just probably have low choices.
That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon. Okay. That's, yeah. I reckon, what it is.
The rental crisis is on another level in Adelaide. We can be thankful we live where we live.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And unbelievably, team, we're heading towards the end of summer already.
Oh.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Too soon.
it kind of feels like a quick summer, I suppose, doesn't
That's
it?
That's what I mean. Like, it feels like we haven't even had a summer. So yeah. For it to be ending already.
Not good enough for you, says Stephen.
Yeah, I feel like we've been robbed. Anyway, if you want to make the most of what we've got left of the summer,
yeah.
How does the beach side on your doorstep sound?
Oh, imagine Ooh. That. Imagine living on the beach.
Tropical luxury.
Well, that could be your reality for a couple nights. You can okay. win yourself a little getaway, a beachside retreat getaway, of course, thanks to our friends at Moby's Beachside Retreat. Win yourself a chic two-bedroom beach house for two nights by sharing your thoughts on the show. So everyone who's on the show throughout the week goes in the draw.
How good.
You can win yourself this little holiday. Of course, you can book at mobys.com.au or you can just, you know, get them on the station with only local winners. 105.3 New FM.
Perfect.
Remember that at all times. Only local winners. We're very excited to have this man coming to Newcastle. You can see him 23rd and 24th of February at the Civic Theatre. Also the 25th as well at Newcastle Comedy Club. We are, of course, talking about Lawrence Mooney. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Novos one and all. Only two sleeps until we're in Newcastle. And it's a place where a couple of the team, which includes Marty Sheargold, Sam Pang, Mick Malloy and myself. Mm-hmm. But Sam hasn't been there before, so I was explaining to him the significance of Newcastle. It's a beach town. You can see people in their bikinis and boardies just wandering through Coles.
Yep.
It's also got this huge artistic kind of heritage, you know, including Screaming Jets and Silverchair. It's a uni town, and I think we're going to, once we get off stage, tear it a new one. So look out, Newcastle.
Ooh. Well, you've said some of the...
Are coming.
You've said some of the highlights of Newey. I have heard some other Australian comedians, like one of them being Frenchie, talk about how Newcastle have some of the worst hecklers in the country. Have you prepared Sam Pang for that?
Well, maybe Frenchie might have to look at his game, because... there is no hecklers of the comedian. He's just adoring fans.
There you go.
An hour and a half of comedy gold. Because it is a pretty good lineup. Mick Malloy MCs it. Sam Pang is the first drop because he's the least experienced of us all. But yeah. He's a star. I mean, he's smashed the Logies, which is Australia's toughest TV gig. And a lot of people have seen him on Have You Been Paying Attention or The Front Bar. But when he walks out live, there's this kind of scream of adulation because there he is saying naughty words that he can't say on TV. And we're a little bit jealous, the more experienced members of the crew. I'm looking at Marty thinking, oh, Johnny come lately. Hello, Sam.
Well, you have to show him who's boss, of course. There is a star-studded lineup for this comedian's show. Are you guys all performing individual sets? Are you up there together bouncing off each other? What can people expect?
So, like I said, Mick MCs. Sam's up first, then Marty. And, of course, nobody wants to follow the Moon Man. Hello, I'm speaking about myself as a third person. Warner Wanker. And, come out and do a tableau, if you will, at the end. We're all together at the end, and that's a bit of fun. It is all of us individually and all of us together. It's got a Rat Pack feel to it. We're all in our dinner suits. The music's kind of very cool and slick. It's a lovely, put together show, and of the three shows, only tickets are available for 5 p.m. Saturday. So Saturday night and Friday night sold out.
Wow.
It sells so quickly, and that's, you know, that's like you said, adoring fans of Newcastle are ready for you to enter us.
So we're going to enter at them. I don't know about the English there, but that's definitely what we're going to do.
No one does.
Tell us a bit about, I mean, you've talked about, you know, this comedian show. Tell us a bit about Pigeonhole, because you're performing that here in Newey as well on the Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. So I've been in Newcastle quite a bit as a solo performer, and I love it there. And so on Sunday night, I'm doing an all-new show that I'm previewing and taking to the Adelaide Fringe Festival and Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh,
I apologise for going to Adelaide.
Yeah, tough go. What,
haven't I suffered enough? Why do I have to go to Adelaide? Why? So, yes, I'm doing a preview show of that, all new. I just want to put it in front of a Newcastle audience, an audience that I love and adore, and who are smart, because, you know, you've got this left-wing vibe. You've never been anything else in Newcastle. It's working class. It's smart. and I love you. So I'm doing... Anyway, here's a little bit of pigeonhole. I'm trying to break out of the pigeonhole I've stuffed myself into, which is drunken bon vivant, and escaping the pigeonhole started early this year when I died.
Oh, yes. Ooh, that is a hook, isn't
that
it?
That it definitely is. So you're telling us that all of your material that you're going to be bringing to us with the pigeonhole, that is going to be all brand new material. We get the best
new
tickets, really.
Yeah, and it's in a lovely little space. I think it's a 70-seater, so it won't be the comedians. There possibly will be some kind of Negroni-based hangover.
Love it.
pure speculation.
But I tell you what, if you want to see four of the best comedians in Australia, and I say that including myself in that number, come to the comedians 5 p.m. Saturday, because it's going to be a balls hairer.
There he is. Thank you. Looking forward to having you here in our great city, and we appreciate you coming on the show.
Lovely to speak to the Novos, always. Thank you very much.
UFM. The Novos.
Influencers, they'd be influencing too much, too hard, you know. And I think some need to stop shaking rather their powdered drinks at me and just exit the internet promptly. That's what I think.
You've been doing a bit of, by the sounds of it, doom scrolling.
Too long on TikTok, not enough time in reality.
Believe it or not, I haven't done that much scrolling, but recently, especially this week, I've had a lot of downtime this week, so I've been on the apps, I've been on TikTok, I've been looking at stuff on Instagram. It's really out of control now, actually. Like, every woman, man, and their dog is on socials right now, trying to earn a quick cash, quick buck, right?
Well, sponsored post.
It's so easy and so cheap to do this sort of stuff now, to give it a crack.
Yes.
Oh, you've already got a phone, do you?
Yeah.
That's all you need. You got a camera on it. You can just edit it all in the apps. Mm. It's so, I guess, accessible for everyone to put up videos now. It's almost, you don't need the funding of, like, people who got to, like, watch you and go, are you worth putting all this money into?
That's right. In the past, you'd pay a marketing agency. Now, here, have a product.
That's right. You don't need any skills to smile heavily in videos and whatever product they're trying to convince you is worth looking at them for. So, like I said, I've been scrolling through my Instagram and things like that, and I just keep getting spoon-fed these, like, heavily edited videos and photos of all these, in quotations, influencers, because they call themselves that. But I think there are just some that grind my gears the most, more than others. So mine, for example, would have to be, like, the beauty influencers are on my list. Obviously,
right.
I'm a woman who loves her makeup and, sure, and likes to look okay half the time, decently.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, I don't, like, look through, like, online for products. I don't know where the algorithm has come from, but my thing about these beauty influencers is they just, like, they get, like, these creams and stuff and go really close up to the camera and start, like, showing me, like, bits and parts of their face and, like, scrubbing their face with these creams. I'm like,
too
I
close for comfort.
I don't want to see it. Like, I really don't.
I don't know who you are and why is your cheek so close to my eye.
That's right. And they're like, oh, I've got this new mascara. Y'all got to try this Maybelline, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, their eye is, like, it's like a fisheye. They're, like, right up close to their phone and, like, I can see, like, every strand of lash. I'm like, oh, I don't like it.
It's too close for comfort.
That's right. But around the team, though, what do you think is the worst type of influencer, do you think?
Oh, all right, I'll go first. The one that annoys me the most are these ones that go sort of, oh, how much rent do you pay? Can I please have a tour of your apartment?
You've talked about this in the past, Creamer. Still winds you up.
Still annoys me.
Okay.
It still annoys me. I don't know why, but it just feels so fake, as if a random even... I know it's scripted. Of course it is. But the way they present it is that they've approached a random person on the street as if they're going to let you into their house.
No.
I know for a fact, though, that you say all this, Creevo. Yeah. You watch the full video, start to end. I know you do.
I don't.
You get sucked in.
I used to, but now as soon as they ask one of those type of questions, gone.
The problem is, all you need is, like, for you to be watching one of these videos, because they loop on all the apps, you know.
That's right.
All you got to do is be watching one of these while you're, like, I don't know, maybe washing your hands, or you're, like, attending to something in the kitchen or whatever it is, and it just loops and loops and loops, and the algorithm goes, oh, he loves this video.
He really loves it.
Yeah, more of that.
Yeah, here. And in every single country in the world, it seems, that people are annoying people to look inside their apartments.
There you go.
Cut it out.
Well, we'll head to producer Scott Chibby Frappell. What do you reckon's the worst type of influencer, mate?
Oh, it's got to be the motivational ones that make me feel bad for not going for a run.
Oh, you and I both. I had this written down as well. What wind you up about this?
It just grinds my gears. Look, we're working breakfast radio, early hours. If I want to go home and nap, I shouldn't be made to feel guilty that I'm not hitting the pavement and stomping about.
Yeah, oh, stop scrolling. Actually, no, I'm going to keep scrolling.
That's why I've started scrolling. Yeah,
I hate them as well because they always give you all this, like, I feel like their tactic to motivate you is just to insult you.
It's
they'll start listing off stuff like, oh, you want to stop being a deadbeat dad, hey? A lazy husband, an awful friend. You're like, you actually don't know me. And
not at all.
I'm not a husband nor a dad. So you've got this completely wrong. And then they've always got this, it's the motivational speaker type,
Okay.
Oh, stop eating rabbit food. Start working 75 hours a week. I don't want to do that.
I want to do. They're
so insufferable.
Trying to be motivating, but actually demotivating.
Yeah. I think that is ultimately the worst type because it just, they do the exact opposite of what they're setting out to do.
It says on the tin, exactly.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Jackie was talking about it there at the back end of your 100% live and local news update.
Mm-hmm.
But the Storm are playing the Knights in their final pre-season challenge game.
Sure.
So the Knights, we've released our squad.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
Oh, looking good.
Don't we have Ponga?
Ponga's back. Bradman Best is back. Gagai's back. Mazu's back. Thompson's. Yeah. Oh, the list goes on and on. Frizzell's back.
The gang is back in town.
Literally.
Yeah, it seems like we're playing pretty much a full strength squad.
That's awesome.
Can we talk about the fact, though? Surely the players from both the Knights and the Storm have gotten together and gone, oh, we've got to do this bloody preseason thing. We don't really care about it.
What? Why do you reckon that?
Let's go to Fiji. Why are they playing it in Fiji?
Well, it's an incentive to get them to come to work.
Surely it's we'll bring all the wags along as well, all the family. Holiday in Fiji, isn't it?
Some offices and workplace, when you first day back, a bit of coffee and cakes are on, that sort of thing, to get you back into the office.
You reckon this is their equivalent?
Exactly. Yeah. That's 100% what it is.
It's outrageous, isn't it? There's no need at all for them to play in Fiji.
It's not
necessary.
Yeah, but it would be nice though, wouldn't it?
Oh. And you can't blame the players. You would if you could, wouldn't you?
You got to blame the game.
crazy.
I mean, if the bosses said to us, you come back a couple of days earlier, we'll do a week of shows in Fiji from your holiday.
100% I would
you
go.
You might be tempted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go.
I'll take a pay cut if I can go to Fiji. I've already told the bosses that.
little pre-season show. Yeah, I think I will come back a bit earlier.
There you go.
Take the wags along as well. Siobhan would love it. Come on. You can't. Like you said, don't hate the players, hate the game. This next dilemma, we bring in our producer, Chippy. Good morning, Chippy.
Hello, how are we?
Hello.
Briefly explain what went wrong with your mate.
So basically, on Saturday night, went out for dinner at the Grain on Beaumont Street. Beautiful food. Absolutely beautiful. While we were there, they don't do split bills. So I copped the bill and he transferred me on the spot and said to me, is it your BSB ending in ABC? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We checked the account. Money's not there. So I messaged him and said, hey, man, come on, transfer me the money.
Well, it was quite a hefty bill you picked up as well. There's 10 of us there.
Yeah. Oh, which is fine. Everybody transferred. It's not a problem. I trust everybody there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he said to me, no, I've transferred you. Sent me a screenshot. Turns out he sent it to the wrong account number.
Oh.
So in the past, when he's transferred me money, I've given him my correct account number. He's put it in wrong, but he's also owed me money previously. So now the bill's gone up from $20 that he owed me for Saturday night plus the $25 he owed me from months and months ago.
So $45 total.
$45 total. He's transferred me the $20 for the weekend, okay, but that other $25 is still in limbo and I'm unsure whether I can be like, hey man, that $25, you put it in the wrong account. You still owe me that from 6 months ago.
All right. So I guess your dilemma here is, does he have to pay the $45 from the two transfers because he got the account number wrong? I actually think he doesn't have to pay. Here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that first one, you should have checked. And because you didn't check, he's then absolved of responsibility and he doesn't have to pay.
Oh, but at the end of the day, it's still my money.
It's yeah, but still he's money already paid it, though.
And he was given the correct account number to begin with.
Mm.
You trust your friends, don't you?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be there sitting there all the time refreshing my banking app to make sure you've paid me, Crevo. Mm. I'd be like, oh, it'll come through. Crevo's good for it, you know? Millionaire Crevo over there, millionaire Mark. He's good for it. I don't have to check all the time that it's going to come through. That's, you know, you build trust with your friends.
So you reckon the friend has to pay?
I still think so. He was given the correct details and he put them in wrong. That is his fault.
Okay. All right. Ari, where do you sit on this?
Look, I'm hearing what you're saying there, Stephen, but I have to agree with Crevo here. I think that, you know, he's technically already paid what he owes, but I know it's a bit of a mix-up, but yeah, I think at least a week after the event, Chippy should have checked.
Yeah.
And look, money is tight these days, okay? And you don't want your friend to be out of pocket too much. So I believe, you know, your mate shouldn't have to pay.
Sorry, I trust my friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got the same sentiment as you, Chippy, you know? And I would trust you with me life, but
I'll stop it.
Seems like these two, they're not as trusting as us.
It's not about trust. You should just keep an eye on your, you know, your internet banking. That's what you should just do. I think he's already paid it. You should have checked the first time. Responsibility absolved, as I'm calling it.
Interesting. Well, I guess we're split 2-2 in studio here amongst the team.
Yeah.
So we'll let Newcastle decide, of course. 4967-4105 is that magic number. Do you think that Scott's mate has to pay him again? Or do you think paid once, sorted, don't worry about it, he's absolved of all blame?
First to Shane in Maryland, should Chippy's friend have to pay him again?
Most definitely. The debt is still outstanding.
Oh, okay. That's a very simple judgment from you. Something happened like this to you before? Okay,
yep.
There we go. He's got experience in the area as well.
Okay, let's head over now with Belinda in Thornton. Good morning, Belinda. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I think Chippy should get his money because, first of all, there's a bit more to the story. How did he get the details? Did he text them to him or did he tell them?
No, he sent them to him on Facebook Messenger and he's put them in wrong into the machines.
Well, yeah, no, his friend stuffed up. He should still pay.
Okay. I tend to agree, Belinda.
Currently, 100% of callers suggesting similar.
They just care about Chippy. They want to see him get reimbursed, you know. We'll go to Madawi next summer. What are your thoughts on this one?
I think he totally needs to pay you back because in most cases, if you put it into the wrong bank account, it bounces back anyway, so he's got his money back.
Yeah, well, I think he's been unlucky and he's gone to another actual account, which is so unlucky.
The BSB's been right and they just randomly picked another account and it has been right. So the money's disappeared. But, yeah, you're saying he still has to pay?
He definitely still has to pay because he's got a free meal.
Okay, there we go. All right, so in the Novo's court of law, we therefore have the ruling, Chippy, you are right to go ahead and collect your money.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, everyone, let's play our top game, shall we? I'm really excited for this one today. Happy hump day. So it's called Three of a Kind. So basically, it's super simple. Just quickly, we give you three things. You got to guess the running thing behind them. So, shall we jump in?
That's it. Let's do it. $100 fuel cards up for grabs today. 4967-4105, of course, the magic number to call up. Only local winners.
Yeah, of course.
We'll head first to Metford. Morning, Abby. How's things?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You understand how the game works? You've been practicing while, you know, those songs were on?
Yeah.
Excellent. Smart. She's ready.
Sounds like Abby's across it.
Yeah.
Up against Abby, representing Warrabrook, it's Tyson. Hey, Tyson, you ready to go?
Sure am.
Yes. All right.
They're focused. You can hear it.
The excitement is palpable from our two contestants this morning, isn't
it? Warrabrook v. Metford. Of course, your name is your buzzer. Let's test those buzzers, shall we? Abby, you go first.
Abby.
Oh, lovely.
Loud and clear.
Now, Tyson.
Awesome.
We are firing. Let's get into it, Quizmaster Ari.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. First one is, New South Wales, Queensland and Tasmania.
Tyson
was quickest there.
Yep.
He's gone and done it.
Correct. All right. That was a nice and easy one to ease you in for the morning. Okay. Next one, guys. Ready? Nespresso, Moccona and Nescafe. Ooh.
Tyson, coffee.
He's not even left a moment for hesitation. And why would you when you are Warrabrook's reigning champion? Congrats, man. $100 worth of fuel, all yours.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All about the business, which I like. Now, Abby, are you going to come back tomorrow for another crack?
Sure.
We'll fix your buzzer. I reckon there's some technical issues with your buzzer there. We'll sort it out overnight. We'll get the techs on it.
I could hear you pressing, but nothing was coming out.
Yeah, that's our fault. That's on us.
That's all right. You can have another go tomorrow.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, a lot of people got excited in the last week or so because a big marketing campaign went out for what they were labelling as Newcastle Inner City's cheapest house.
Ooh. Really?
Up for sale.
This.
Yeah, there was a bunch of all the real estate, well, I guess whoever was in charge was putting out a lot of flyers and stuff to try and whip up a bit of a frenzy around this.
I bet it would.
Right, okay. So what, when you say inner city, are we talking like must be, I don't know, like Bar Beach or something like that? Or like
Mayfield. Humble Mayfield. Mayfield.
Okay. Near where your cottage is.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so now, this house, they were billing it, oh, yeah, it's going to be a real bargain because it needs work. Now, when I say needs work, that's a very real estate-y way of saying this is a bit of a asshole.
Right. A dump.
Demo job, is it?
Well,
bring in the bulldozers.
But what they described as a strap on your tool belt because it needs some work. Let me describe some of the things that give you a bit of background to this house. Yeah. So first of all, on the first page, they usually try and get a great photo of the house. Mm-hmm. They've used about one third of the photo is a tree that's blocking your view of said house.
Oh no, what already, are they hiding?
Smart marketing.
Already a sign to watch out. The paint's all peeling off. There's looks like some sort of gravel pit out the front. Oh. Then we move into the house where the few rooms that have carpet down, you can distinctly see large areas of mould in the carpet.
Oh, yuck, yuck, yuck.
A renovator's dream. We then move into the bathroom where the little sink that's made of this like melamine chipboard thing, you can see it's all swollen at the bottom. There's a big panel missing off it as well. So you can see the chipboard straight through. Once again, mould, cracked glass in the shower.
Oh, in the shower?
Yep, I know that paneling as well looks a little bit asbestosy, if I don't say so myself.
It's an old style house too, so obviously it might have some asbestos.
Very, very old, yeah. Look, that in itself's not a problem. The kitchen, no doors on any on some of the cabinets, so you can see straight under the sink all the pipes and everything.
Right. Oh. So it is a real, it sounds like either you've got to really get a fair bit of elbow grease going here or
swinging the wrecking ball. So, look, they put up, you know, come and see, they did a bit of an auction situation.
And I guess if it is in a place like Mayfield, like even like the land would be worth a fair bit these days. So even if you were to demo it, you're hoping, you know, if you can get it cheap, get it on a bargain as they're advertising, the cheapest inner city block, it might be worth your time still.
Again, inner city Newcastle, you're paying for the location as much as the house.
Exactly.
Anyway, auction day came around, a lot of people there, you know, investors and first home buyers, cheapest house, come on, let's get it going. Mm-hmm. Went for $627,000.
No.
It did not.
Basically
not.
A knockdown. Is that people said they were going to fix it up. It's only a two bedder as well, by the way.
God. Wow.
This thing needs a full gut, like hundreds of thousands of dollars if you were to renovate it.
That really hurts too, because only a couple of years ago you could pay for like a brand new house in Cameron Park for about that much.
Brand new.
Just about, yeah.
That wouldn't be a two bedder either.
What?
No, it's probably going to have like at least three bedrooms.
Yeah,
too,
that's true.
We were talking not long ago on the show about how they are estimating in 2 years' time the median house price in Newey is going to be $1 million.
Doesn't surprise me.
We hear stories like that anecdotally. Mm. I'm never going to be a homeowner.
That's basically land value. It is outrageous.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And now for the weather with UFM's weather whiz kid, Alexander.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Alexander Banger. I am 11 years old in year 6 at Merriweather Heights Public School, and I'm today's weather whiz kid. Today's weather forecast is mostly cloudy with showers later on with tops of 28 degrees. Right now in Green Hills, it's 15 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Wow. You've got this in the bag.
Any chance, Alex, that you're interested in like a radio job moving forward?
Yeah.
You have an exceptional voice for radio.
Already.
Like, as soon as you started broadcasting, I thought, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
The future's coming through.
That's it. The future is here. Obviously, I have to do a bit more school and stuff beforehand. But, Stephen, watch out.
Yeah, I am quaking in my boots. You've done an absolutely great job, mate. You should be so proud. As should, you know, mum's here filming. Be cool, mum. You know,
all that sort of stuff.
No, everyone should be proud. All your teachers, and congratulations, mate. For all that, you've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play. Unlimited playtime, so feel free to stay all day. They're open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book kidsworldplay.com.au or, like Alex, come here, just do, what was that, like 30 seconds of work, maybe?
You get yourself a free party.
Get yourself a free party. It's so simple. Register at newfm.com.au. That's the place to go. And we are in the midst of summer. We are heading towards, I guess, the final weeks of summer. Mm. Hasn't felt like it, though. It has been absolutely hounding down the last couple of days.
So much, like,
fucking down the last week.
Cold storms, unexpected storms
but
out of nowhere.
We need it, though, to cool the weather down because it gets too scorching.
See, I prefer the hot weather. Anyway, that's not the point of this.
No.
Basically, in and amongst all this rain, it causes a lot of chaos and a lot of carnage. People kind of are so fearful of the rain that they start acting a bit different, right? So I was driving through Charlestown, and I was kind of like, I saw lots of people, I guess, walking in and around the front of Charlestown Square, because obviously we've got the bus port there, and lots of people catching public transport, etc. And a lot of people were kind of just like braving the wet or wearing a raincoat, but there were a few real dweebs using umbrellas, knocking about. And when you see someone with an umbrella, don't you just think, you are such a little nerd?
Beg your pardon?
For what reason? Like, why does the umbrella have the nerdy connotation or dweeby connotation, as you're putting it?
I just feel like umbrellas go in the same way as, like, the DVD player or, like, the cookbook. They're going extinct, right? And, like...
Wait,
what? This is the most ridiculous thing
I've ever heard. Why are you carrying around this big bit of equipment in case maybe there's a little bit of drizzle? It's like the same people who like, pull, I've got my Swiss Army knife whenever, there's an emergency that may occur. If you're, like, doomsday prepping for rain. Why are you carrying around your big umbrella? You're such a nerd, such a geek.
Okay, Stephen, I think this is going to hurt our friendship. I'm going to give you a little bit of an education here. The umbrella is used to keep water off your body when you're walking around in the rain.
Yeah, but at what cost? Like, you actually look. Do you not think, when you see someone walking around with an umbrella, you think, and you know, like, the wind's blowing and they're almost flying away. They're trying to keep it under. You think, oh, you are such a loser. What are you doing?
So, what is your preference?
Yes.
Get soaked?
If
it's pouring rain, what do you do?
Yep. Or raincoat.
Raincoat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raincoats are so much worse.
They are not.
No. Okay, think about this for a second, right? If you live in a house, Stephen, what is it about the house that keeps the water out?
Come on.
There's a roof.
Yeah. Now, an umbrella is like a portable roof.
Correct.
Would you prefer to have a house with no roof and you just wear a jacket around the house?
That's not the same argument. So silly. I'm not even going to answer that question.
It actually should be the same argument.
It is the same argument.
No, it is not. It's so silly. It's so stupid.
Wearing a raincoat is like wearing a tailored piece of wet, soggy cling wrap. It is the worst
If you've got a nice raincoat.
What do you class as a nice raincoat?
They're all terrible.
No, I got like this nice black North Face one.
Oh!
Someone's on the good money alert.
Yeah, thank you.
It's nice. And I use it, you know?
It's still soggy and wet in there.
It just sounds to me like you're too good for everyone else out here getting like just a nice cheapy umbrella from the reject shop at Glendale. Like you are not... I can't do this right now. Cannot do it.
Well, 4967405. Obviously, we are arguing about what is the preferred way to keep yourself dry, raincoat or umbrella.
Umbrella is and always will be the better option.
Yeah, I reckon umbrella users are wannabe gangsters. They're like, they've got it normally, they've normally got their umbrella like holstered to the side of their bag or something like that. They pull it out, you know, bang, 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 up it goes to protect them from the, it's not, you know, you're not so cool much better. Like that.
You're a convenience hater is what you are.
I'm going to say that raincoat users are losers.
Oh, why? Because it rhymes.
Sure does.
Right, okay. 4967405 is the magic number. You need to help us settle this debate. All this wet weather. We need to know umbrellas versus raincoats. That's what you need to help us, I guess, settle. We'll head to Charlestown first. Morning, Robbie. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. This is why I wouldn't sell you my Henny Penny jersey, Stephen.
Why is that?
Because you just covered up with a stupid slipping raincoat.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, very
now,
true.
Now, Robbie, buddy church, you don't like wear glasses or something, do you?
Only for reading.
Yeah, there you go.
And I wear them under my umbrella.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Absolute winner.
There you go. It sounds like glasses could be a nerd. It adds to my argument.
No, it doesn't.
All
One to team umbrella.
Okay, let's head now to Murray's Beach with Jenny. Hey, Jenny, what are your thoughts?
Morning. Absolutely. It has to be umbrellas only. Raincoats stick to you like glue.
Correct.
Yes.
If you've got like a real cheap, you know, no good rubbish raincoat, maybe.
No.
They're like shower screens. They stick to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Showers, yeah. Like a shower curtain. That is correct.
Yeah. Oh, you carry around an umbrella. I can't, honestly, I can't believe this.
Another one for Team Umbrella. Stephen, your situation is looking precarious. All right, going to Fishing Point next. Brittany, what are your thoughts on this?
Definitely an umbrella.
Yes! Yes, we've only gone and done it. Team Umbrella for the win. Stephen, you are out there by yourself. You don't happen to wear glasses by any chance.
No, no, of course not.
Well, it seems Team Umbrella are the winners. Let's play this a little bit louder for a second. Oh, it feels so good to be on the winning team, doesn't it, Ari?
It
Carrying
certainly
all this
does.
Stuff around. I can't, honestly, I can't believe it. There you go.
Outvoted.
Wow, that's 100%
crazy. 100% of Novacastrians think you are wrong.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So we move into the area of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. She's been in the news a bit lately.
Has she? What's going on with Taylor Swift?
She's got a few concerts on.
Oh, right, okay.
And, yeah, the big news, though, is not around that we need to focus on here, because this weekend, which is when the Taylor Swift concert is on, there is a bit of track work going on. Now, I say a bit, and by that I mean a lot. All the way from 1:20 p.m. Friday until Tuesday, 2 a.m., so Monday, you know, late night, there's going to be buses replacing the trains between the Newcastle Interchange and Wyong.
And Wyong.
That is a long way.
That is.
So that's a northern line. That's for us to get to Sydney, hey?
That's correct. Now.
That's where Taylor Swift's playing.
You are also correct.
What?
And it's happening all weekend. So it's not like you can go, oh, I'll just stay the night in Sydney and go back Sunday or something like that. It's all the way. So, now, of course, in any Taylor Swift-based story, we have to bring in our favourite number one producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell.
Yay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I think the main concern here for Chippy is not necessarily Taylor Swift.
Which he does want to attend but doesn't have tickets,
well,
right?
Instead, you've got tickets to Blink-182 on the same night, right?
Yeah, they're literally playing next door to Taylor Swift at the Core Stadium. They'll be at Kudos Bank. Transport New South Wales have come out saying they're expecting over 100,000 people to be walking through Olympic Park this weekend or Friday, Saturday, the Blink concerts. So it's going to be bedlam.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So the other thing with Taylor Swift, they're saying more than 75,000 ticket holders, right? Mm. That's huge. But here's where I think they have not got it right. Mm. So I'm on the Transport New South Wales website where their media release around this is happening. They've said, we estimate up to 500 ticket holders will be travelling from the Hunter to Taylor Swift for each concert. I'm sorry, but I've only got one thing to say, and it's this.
You are wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yeah. 500 is such an underestimate, isn't it?
It's so wildly underestimating how many people will be moving along that, you know, travel corridor.
Yes.
Because not only, as you said, we've got Taylor Swift, we've got Blink-182.
So it'll be absolutely more than double that, probably.
I reckon so many more. Here's the next bit of it. Right, 500 people, what do we got there? 12 coaches will operate between Wyong and Newcastle. That is not enough. I can tell you now for free, it is not enough.
Now, Chippy, you're at a bit of an advantage, I suppose. Well, maybe a little bit more than other Novocastrians because you grew up in Sydney.
Yep.
What's your plan of attack for Saturday? Because you've got to get there for Blink, like we said.
Oh, well, I've hit the nail on the head, the jackpot big time. My sister lives in Olympic Park.
Oh,
I've got a couch to sleep on. But no, I do feel for all the Swifties and the Blink fans trying to get in and out of Olympic Park. Look, the best bet, obviously, is to catch the train. Buses are going to be bedlam. I'm more of a trains guy myself.
Yep.
They say don't drive. All the parking is full. All the pre-booked parking is done. So don't even
think about driving. Because around there as well, there's no like street parking. It's just all busy and no parking, no stopping zones everywhere.
Yeah, it's two-hour parking, even on the street where my sister lives, which is still a 10-minute walk away from the stadium. So not only are you paying $1,000 to see Taylor Swift, then you hit with a couple of $100 fine, it's a no from me.
You know those rangers will be out as well.
Yes.
On that sort of thing. So don't try and drive.
So the best plan of attack is obviously catch the train. To get from Newcastle down into Sydney, it's a bus from Newcastle to Wyong, then a train from Wyong to Strathfield. Then I'm looking at it now. It says that there's usually in and out of Olympic Park, you have to go to Lidcombe, then swap, and then there's a direct train. But I think they're changing it this weekend that they will have trains running in and out of Olympic Park. However, for those that aren't familiar, Homebush Station and Olympic Park Station are two very different stations.
Yeah, don't be tricked by that.
Don't be tricked. You have to go to Olympic Park. The other one you can look into if you are going down to Sydney is getting off at Concord West. So you can catch the train from Strathfield to Concord West. That's heading out towards like Epping and northern suburbs.
Is that kind of close as well, is it?
Kind of close. You can walk. It is still further, but you might get a little bit less traffic than trying to get in and out of Olympic Park. And 100,000 people at a two-platform train station, it's a no from me. It's going to be a disaster. Brace yourself.
I should have done it on another weekend.
I know. All the times to do track work.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, guys, I found something that you might really appreciate. It'll make you laugh. May have a little giggle. There's been some stinky drama, if you will, in the competitive professional world of darts. Your local pub game turned professional.
Yeah.
This is a real thing, apparently.
And normally the athletes in darts look like they've come straight from the pub scene. They're not normally your typical athlete.
Right up until the 90s or even into the 2000s, I can't remember, because in England is where it's really big. It's taken so seriously, massive prize money. The best in the game are like rock stars.
They absolutely are.
Walk into any pub and people know who they are.
It's on my bucket list to go watch the darts live.
Is it?
Oh, it looks so fun. People dress up in funny costumes. They bring the signs.
It's a big spectator sport there. And the other thing is, right up until, I was saying, like to the early 2000s, you could have a pint while you played.
Could you?
Yeah, you were allowed to drink while playing. They have shut that down the last few years.
Well, look, if you really wanted to go and watch these competitions, you might need to take a clothesline peg so you can wrap your nose up, because this is gross. There's currently accusations, okay, from the current dart champion called Darren Webster that his opponent, Ron Muhlenkamp, he's Dutch, he intentionally farted to throw him off his game during their match at the Motors Super Series, which is the professional darts comp. So the champ actually ended up losing to Muhlenkamp.
He's blaming that.
Yeah, and claims he was stinking up the stage, in quotes, with his farts.
I can just hear the argument right now. You know what you did? It's natural. I couldn't hold it in.
It's bodily function. There's no rules against it. You can't help it, can you?
You would be distracted, though. It is quite fine margins in darts. Those who have, seen a dartboard, they're always trying to go for that little triple 20. Which is obviously one of the smallest little sections in the board. Such fine margins. If you were lining that up, you back and forth a few practice throws, you're in your back swing, I suppose, and then you hear a cheeky little It would put you off, wouldn't it?
Even if it was a silent but deadly, but that smell was in the
You'd
air.
You'd recoil, wouldn't you?
Too much fluffing.
You couldn't help but recoil. So just as a FYI, to see how seriously they take it in the UK, right? This is the latest championships. A Luke Humphreys took out £1.47 million. Pounds.
That's a lot of cash in there.
Nearly $3 million in the latest competition. So that's how serious it is. So if these gassing allegations are in fact true, I don't know, what can you do? There's no rule against it, I guess.
There should be a rule now. It's like if you need to fart, go outside.
So the same rule my girlfriend implements in the bedroom is going to be implemented in the World Series of Dart.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So you guys are aware that I'm a member of, it's called Fans of Newcastle Ocean Baths.
Yes.
Friends of Newcastle Ocean Baths is what it's called, actually. It's a Facebook group where people talk about, you know, the bars and what's happening there. Oh, there's a closure, or like a bit of a goss group about the ocean baths.
Sure.
One of the favourite discourses on this group at the moment, though, is people flexing their car park.
Oh.
So people are like, oh, I've got the best spot, you know, I'm so close, blah, blah, blah. And at the moment, there are so many people posting, how good's my car spot? Yeah, it is great, because it's like 17 degrees and pissing down with rain. No, you're the only person at the bath. No one else is crazy enough to go swimming.
It's only a flex if it's a nice hot day.
Well, that's it. And you know, there's like a real premium on parking spots.
Mm.
No premium at all. You're the only person crazy enough to go swimming. Doesn't count as a flex, does it?
He can turn that right off.
That's what I think anyway. Hey, massive news here, team. Basically, the playground, the office could be changing forever.
Ooh.
Because you might be able to start bringing back your favourite PB&J sandwich.
Oh, my God, they've been outlawed forever.
I know.
It's been about, what, banned. 20 years or something?
Something.
Either of you guys got, like, nasty food allergies?
Nothing.
No, but I always did find it unfair when I couldn't bring certain stuff.
It is unfair, isn't it?
Yes.
You're allergic, not your fault.
Yeah, don't care.
Anyway, not
I just want to have a peanut butter sandwich.
The playing field might be evened out a little bit because the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, have authorised medication to treat milk, egg and nut allergies.
Oh, that'd be the top three. Wouldn't they?
So it's called like Xolair, I think is what it's called. Oh. It's considered the first medication approved by the FDA that can help protect people against multiple food allergies.
Oh, bring it on.
Yes.
This sounds fantastic.
So here's a quote. While it will not eliminate food allergies or allow patients to consume food allergies freely, its repeated use will help reduce the health impact if accidental exposure occurs. Now, this is said by Kelly Stone, who's like the FDA's Center of Drug Evaluation and Research.
Yeah.
So one of the head honchos there. Basically, they've done a trial. So they've had 168 patients who are allergic to peanuts and at least two other food allergies as well as peanuts. 68% of those people who took this Xolair for 4 to 5 months were able to consume 2 to 3 peanuts without any symptoms.
Really? So that is like your trace amounts, isn't it?
Exactly.
This is often the danger. You know, there's things can have a tiny little bit because it was made on the same conveyor belt as like a fruit and nut bar or something.
Well, that's it. That's why you always see like, you'd be like a random chip packet who's like, may contain traces of nuts because they are on the same production line.
Sure.
Which is where the problems, and you always hear those kind of rumours. I don't know if it's rumours or if it's true, but there was always kind of that fear at school.
Yeah.
Where teachers were like, if this kid even smells peanut butter.
Yeah.
You know, cause them all kinds of dramas.
That's right. Well, this could be perfect for that because then at least the other kids can have a peanut butter sandwich and the smell won't, you know, get them sick.
Exactly. Now, obviously, this is quite a new medication. So when new stuff comes out, it's quite expensive.
Of course.
So the cost of the medication ranges from, they reckon, about like $3,000 a month for children, $5,000 a month for adults. This is without like insurance benefits and stuff as well. So insurance might help you out a little bit there. Yeah.
In America, they just put all these crazy numbers because insurance companies just pay.
Yeah, okay.
When we get it here, surely you can get it on Medicare.
Well, that's why I said that kind of like without insurance.
Sort it out, New Italy. Oh, no, it's not really her job, that one.
But, you know, like, it could be. You might be able to start bringing your PB&J back to school.
Oh, please.
Yes.
And I don't know. What do we... I reckon Darwin might be rolling in his grave here. What happened to Stronger Survives? No, I'm kidding. Of course, this is great news. This is great news for everyone involved. And, yeah, fingers crossed they can develop on this and not only get resistance, but, like, full kind of...
Oh, it's just the first one. It'll only get better from here. It's good to see all those medical research dollars going to good use.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're done for the day. Unbelievably. Hump day. Come and gone for us anyway. Sorry if you're about to start your day. How's this though for news breaking this morning?
Yeah. Someone else who's done.
Yeah, someone else who's done. Producer Chip's been writing to us. Woolly CEO stepping down in September.
No.
Copped a bit of flack, you know, on the telly.
Yeah.
We all saw the walkout.
He's decided, yeah, he's chucked the baby out the bathwater. He's had enough.
That's it. Done and dusted.
Will it make a change?
Don't know.
Probably not.
No, absolutely it won't.
That is my gut feeling.
Will probably still be expensive. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
I can imagine. There you go. Crazy, crazy news. Hey, also, make sure you remember that right throughout the week, we've got your chance to get yourself a little beachside retreat, thanks to Nobi's beachside retreat, sorry, a bit of beachside getaway. Mm. You win two nights in this two-bedroom chic, like, beachfront little, like, chic house.
God, it's fancy, isn't it?
Pretty exciting. We're drawing this at the end of the week. All you got to do to get involved is be part of the show.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very simple.
Whenever we say, oh, have you got a story on this and that? You go, I do have a story. That's when you phone up. Get yourself a free holiday. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, bye.
Have a great day.
Later.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.